Now let's talk about discerning of spirits. Oh boy, that's a fun one. It's not always fun. To flaw in discerning of spirits, okay? I don't like the devil, but what's really great is Jesus has given us authority to cast them out. You know, there's one thing you do with devils, you cast them out, okay? You bind them and cast them out. So just say, discerning of spirits. What's the definition of discerning of spirits? Definition, discerning itself, that word discerning means a distinguishing, a discerning, or a judging, meaning you're able to tell the difference between things. To clearly know the difference between spirits. Now that word spirits is the word pneuma. It means air, breath, breeze. It's figuratively a spirit, amen? And so it can mean also Holy Spirit. So what is a spirit? Now, let me read to you Kenneth Hagin's definition. The discerning of spirits gives supernatural insight into the spirit world. To discern means to perceive by seeing or hearing. I'm going to add, by seeing or hearing, yes. Therefore, discerning of spirits is the same as seeing or hearing in the realm of the spirit. Seeing into the spirit realm. It deals with the spirits that exist in the spirit realm, whether they are divine, satanic, or human. The discerning of spirits can reveal God the Father, Son, or Holy Spirit, cherubim, seraphim, archangels, or a host of God's angels, Satan, and his demons. Also, the discerning of spirits can be manifested to reveal the human spirit, that is, the good or evil intentions, the good or evil tendencies of the human spirit. Discerning of spirits has a more limited range of operation, limited to a single class of objects, spirits. So discerning of spirits, Francis Frangipane says it's the gift of the spirit to perceive what is in the spirit. Well, let me tell you, discerning of spirits has to do with spirits. Well, there's four spirits in this world. There's God, Holy Spirit, okay? There's demons, satanic demons, okay, that serve Satan. Those are demon spirits. They're spirits, but they're demons, okay? They're fallen angels, okay? Then you've got human spirits, right? We're a spirit. The Bible says we're created in God's image. The Bible says he's the Father of just spirits made perfect. We're spirits. We're going to live forever. We're just using this body for a while until it wears out. But we are going to live forever because we are spirits. Spirits don't die, okay? And then there's angels, okay? Heavenly hosts, they may be called. Or angels, different classification of angels. Seraphim, cherubim, heavenly hosts, messenger angels, warrior angels. Whatever they are in classification, they're still angels, okay? God's angels. So there's God's angels. There's demonic spirits, which are fallen angels called demons. There's Holy Spirit, God, the Spirit. And then there's human spirits. So when you are sensing or operating in, I should say, discerning of spirits, you are going to see or perceive something that's happening with one of these classifications of spirits, okay? And I'm going to take this to prophetic 4. This is where it's really, I encourage you to grow in your prophetic gifting, because I might prophesy over somebody and just be sensing their spirit. This is where mature prophetic comes in. I can literally, because of discerning of spirits, if I'm operating in that, discern somebody's spirit and simply tell them what they have in their spirit. But God has checked me and has checked many prophets as they grow in the prophetic and in the mantle of a prophet. That was a great introduction. But you need to hear what I'm saying and tell them what I am saying to them. So I need to not just discern her spirit, because honestly, she might, not you, but some people in their spirits might be believing lies in their spirit. And I could be reading their spirit. Now, sometimes God will affirm that what I see and sense from them in their spirit is totally Him, and that's right on. But He's saying, now you need to be focused on what am I saying to them. You know what I'm saying? So many times I'll begin to pray for somebody, and I may not have anything yet, and so I'll begin to pray and thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so. And I'm opening up my heart to hear what Holy Spirit's saying, but I'm also open to hearing actually what is their, getting acquainted with their spirit. I'm opening up to the spirit realm. But the Lord says, turn your face to me. It's okay to meet them in the spirit, you know, because you can sense some of the, maybe, you know, I'll tell somebody, you know, I see or I sense that you're very inquisitive, you're very smart, you're very open to the things of the spirit. That's a great introduction.
Yeah.
But that's me reading their spirit. There's nothing wrong with that if you keep it kind of an overview. But once I start drawing from their spirit, I can draw things that they believe that are not true. That's where I need to turn before I go into what their opinions are, what they're saying about themselves. I need to be sure to distinguish and go to what is God saying, because my job is to hear what God's saying about them. So this is prophetic 12. You just learned prophetic 12. I've never heard anybody teach on this. The Lord is the one that taught me about this. And it's really important that when you're giving a prophetic word to people, that you learn to distinguish what is God saying or what are you just sensing and feeling from them. That's what, there's nothing wrong with that if it's just like the Lord told me. That's a great introduction, but that's not your prophetic word. So that's what I do. Many times you'll hear me, I sense this, I see that, I feel this, and I'm sometimes sensing what they themselves are sensing and believing about themselves as well, but I have to wait and distinguish what is the Lord saying about them. You know, I can't just stay there, right? And I can't be giving them regurgitate. I cannot be repeating to them things that they're saying about themselves that are not true, if that's true. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, I hope that's not confusing for you, but those of you that operate with spirit and prophesy over people, you know what I'm saying. The Lord says, girl, you need to take a step back now and you need to hear what I'm saying about them. And that's what I did the other night. Remember, I was giving that prophetic word and just sharing the things I felt. And of course they were right on and they were the spirit of the Lord. And the Lord was confirming that to me. But I'll get going and flowing in the spirit. And then it's like I'm flowing in my gifting, but I need to take a step back and wait on the Lord. I ran ahead. You know what I mean? After you prophesied to thousands of people, you're like, whee! And the Lord's like, okay, have a good trip, you know? I need to take a step back and hear what the Lord's saying. You know what I mean? So many times in the prophetic, you know, in the Western church, we've gotten used to entertaining. So, you know, we want to keep the ball going. You know, it's just, you know, time is short. We got to, you know, and God's saying, wait a second. This is not a recreational sport. This is me speaking to my people. You need to hear what I'm saying and speak to them, not just operate in discerning of spirits, where you're discerning their heart. Like I said, that's a great introduction. But you need to be telling them what I say.
Yeah.
Wait on me. Find out what am I saying. Okay? So, does that help you?
Yes.
You understand? Okay. So discerning of spirits is an amazing gifting. And I shared with you before that prophets will readily operate in words of wisdom, words of knowledge, and or discerning of spirits, and at least two of them prolifically. Examples of discerning of spirits, you see, by the way, I need to tell you this. Discerning of spirits is not a kind of spiritual mind reading. It's not psychological insight or mental, you know, penetration or the power to discern the false in others. You know, in the 80s, everybody was running around with this thing, well, God's given me the gift of discernment. And you know what that meant? They were just really criticizing everybody all the time. I got so tired of that. Like, everybody, I have the gift of discernment. I'm like, all of a sudden, I was just like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
We're not going to be best friends, because you're not going to like me, you know? And it was like, you could feel that kind of like, they're just looking for faults in people, you know? That is not this, okay? This is a supernatural gift of the Spirit of God to see and to perceive what is happening in a spirit, whether it's demonic, whether it's angelic, whether it's a person, or whether it is a, whether it's God himself. This is such a blessing to operate in discerning of spirits when you're dealing with people that are hurting, you know? Because people come up to me and they'll be like, pray for me for this, and they're sad about something, but I can discern by the discerning of spirits that they believed a lie somewhere. God will show me a lie they believed, and I'll be like, you want prayer for this, but really what you need is this, and I'll just lead them right into that prayer to break off this, break agreements with that, whatever, and it just sets them free, and it's just exactly what they needed, amen? So discerning of spirits is not the gift of discernment or, you know, that type of thing. It's discerning of spirits. Examples of discerning of spirit was in 2 Kings 2:15, when the sons of the prophets, which were to view at Jericho, in Jericho, and they saw Elisha, and they knew that the spirit of Elijah was resting on Elisha. That was discerning of spirits. When Elisha, okay, to play on words here, Elisha, I know it's a little confusing. Elijah got caught up to heaven. There was a chariot, he got caught up in a whirlwind to heaven, the Bible says. After that, his mantle came to the ground, and the prophet that assisted him was Elisha. Elisha picked up the mantle, said, where is the God of Elijah? Slapped the water, it divided, he went across, and the company of prophets saw him, and they perceived by the gift of discerning of spirits that the spirit of Elijah rested upon Elisha. Discerning of spirits. Do you understand? Many times in the prophetic, I will be around somebody and I know who they received their mantles from. I remember one time I was with a certain pastor and I said to him, I see Chuck Smith on you. You've received heavily from him. And not only is his mantle resting on you, but you've brought it into a whole nother level of discerning and nurturing the body of Christ. And I didn't even know him. I didn't know his background or anything. He just broke. He just started weeping. He's the pastor of a church of about 5,000 people at that time. I didn't know anything about him. But sure enough, he just broke and he received that. I've been with people, I've been with many different people, and I could just see and sense an inclination in their voice, or even somebody that sings a certain way, or whatever it was. And I'm not talking about just a style, and I'm not talking about just the way people look, but I can sense that person on that person. And then out of that, that's discerning of spirits. But out of that, the Lord will give me word of wisdom about how the Lord's going to use that in the future.